Lawyers for Senators Dan Sullivan and Lisa Murkowski and Representative Mary Peltola filed the brief on March 6th in the U.S. District Court of Western Washington. The lawsuit was brought 3 years ago by the Seattle-based Wild Fish Conservancy against the National Marine Fisheries Service. The conservancy argues that southeast salmon trawlers in Alaska intercept king salmon, crucial to the survival of an endangered population of killer whales in Puget Sound, in violation of the Endangered Species Act. The court is now considering whether or not to vacate the permit that allows the summer and winter troll fisheries in Alaska to operate until the violation has been remedied. An amicus brief doesn't argue either side of the case, but is more like friendly advice to the court. During a recent visit to Wrangell, however, Senator Dan Sullivan was not feeling very amicable toward the Wild Fish Conservancy.
This lawsuit is ridiculous. Think about what they're trying to do, shut down this fishery. Estimates are that could impact Southeast by $100 million for orca problems in Puget Sound. They're not asking for the fishery in Puget Sound to be shut down. They're not asking about the pollution in Puget Sound. They're looking at shutting down our fishery here. Idiotic. And an abuse of the Endangered Species Act.
The amicus brief itself takes a more measured tone and suggests that the cure is worse than the disease. The National Marine Fisheries Service is already rewriting the 2019 biological opinion that the Wild Fish Conservancy first took issue with and is bringing it into line with the Endangered Species Act. NIMS is going to protect the killer whales. The amicus brief asks the court to protect the humans who've depended on this fishery for over a century. Or, to paraphrase the legalese, the harm that the vacatur would cause outweighs any deficiency in the incidental take statement. Because the asserted violation has been largely remedied by NIMS, and the economic impacts of the proposed remedy will be damning to an entire way of life that has existed for generations and will devastate the troll fishing communities of Southeast Alaska. A final report and recommendation on the matter is pending in front of U.S. District Court Judge Richard A. Jones. In addition to vacating the incidental take statement that allows king salmon trolling in Alaska, Jones will also decide whether or not to suspend a Washington hatchery program intended to make more prey available for the southern resident killer whales. Reporting in Sitka with help from Sage Smiley in Wrangell, I'm Robert Woolsey.